any number the team defines. Higher numbers mean more effort to implement the feature. For example, a developer who estimates that a feature is worth 8 points expects it to take 4 times more effort than a developer who estimates the feature to be worth 2 points. The developer with the smallest estimate and the developer with the highest estimate explain their points of view to the other members of the team. After more discussion, the planning poker repeats until team members agree on how much effort the feature will take. You can read more about the planning poker technique in Kanban in Action by Marcus Hammerberg and Joachim Sunden, 2014. John is about to implement the feature's core method. This method receives a list of estimates and produces, as output, the names of the two developers who should explain their points of view. This is what he plans to do. Method: Identify extremes. The method should receive a list of developers and their respective estimates and return the two developers with the most extreme estimates. Input: a list of estimates, each containing the name of a developer and their estimate. Output: a list of strings containing the name of the developer with the lowest estimate and the name of the developer with the highest estimate. After a few minutes, John ends up with the code in the following listing. The logic is straightforward. The algorithm loops through all the developers in the list and keeps track of the highest and lowest estimates. It returns the names of the developers with the lowest and highest estimates. Both lowest estimate and highest estimate are initialized with null and later replaced by the first estimate with the for loop. Generalizing from the code examples. Experienced developers may question some of my coding decisions. Maybe this estimate class is not the best way to represent developers and their estimates. Maybe the logic to find the smallest and highest estimates is not the best. Maybe the if statements could be simpler. I agree. But my focus in this book is not object-oriented design or the best ways to write code. Rather, I want to focus on how to test the code once it's written. The techniques I show you throughout this book will work regardless of how you implement your code. So bear with me when you see a piece of code that you think you could do better. Try to generalize from my examples to your own code. In terms of complexity, I am sure you have encountered code like that in Listing 1.1. John is not a fan of automated software testing. As is commonly done by developers who do not automate their tests, John runs the finished application and tries a few inputs. You can see one of these trials in Figure 1.1. John sees that given the input in the figure, the estimates of Ted, Barney, Lily, and Robin, the program produces the correct output. John is happy with the results. His implementation worked from the beginning. He pushes his code and the new feature is deployed automatically to customers. John goes home, ready for the weekend. But not even an hour later, the help desk starts to get emails from furious customers. The software is producing incorrect outputs. John goes back to work, looks at the logs, and quickly identifies a case where the code fails. Can you find the input that makes the program crash? As illustrated in Figure 1.2, if the developer's estimates are, by chance, in ascending order, the program throws a null pointer exception. It does not take John long to find the bug in his code, the extra else in Listing 1.1. In the case of ascending estimates, that innocent else causes the program to never replace the lowest estimate variable with the lowest estimate in the list, because the previous if is always evaluated to true. John changes the else if to an if as shown in Listing 1.2. He then runs the program and tries it with the same inputs. Everything seems to work. The software is deployed again, and John returns home finally ready to start the weekend. You may be thinking, this was a very easy bug to spot. I would never make such a mistake. That may be true. But in practice, it is hard to keep tabs on everything that may happen in our code. And of course, it is even more difficult when the code is complex. Bugs happen not because we are bad programmers, but because we program